From Capital Broadcasting Company and WRAL-FM, welcome to Wine and Dandy. I'm your host, Sarah King.
I'm your host, Jamie Caskey.
And we're doing our yearly wine gifts episode, everybody.
Just in time for you to get these gifts and knock people's socks off, because we've done the homework for you, and we're going to include the links.
That's right. I'm going to include them. I finally figured this out after how many years? 3 years of doing a podcast? Whenever you listen to other podcasts, like, I'm going to put it in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means?
They type it below, right?
Yeah, well, in the notes in, like, whenever you post the post-it,
you can, like, has
the small descriptor of what your episode's about. Mm-hmm. You can post it in there.
Cool. It's going to be a click shop win for you guys, because we've done all the hard work.
We have.
And actually, it wasn't hard. We had a lot of fun doing this.
Well, Jamie, you did a great job. I'll start, because my first one, I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm going to start.
Okay.
Because my first one, I think, to me, is a no-brainer, but I don't think people think about it, and there's no link involved.
Oh, sure.
And this can be achieved in every city in the country, every town, every village, every squire, square, I don't know.
Shire.
That's the word I was looking for. Get a gift certificate from your local wine store.
Oh, that is actually a fabulous idea.
Yeah, just go in there, put $50, $25 will get you a lovely bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and you can talk to the wine professional there and learn things. They may have classes at your local wine store.
Mm-hmm.
You can include it all in a, like a, some kind of a printout so that they can see the options that are there. But I just like to get for people familiar with places to buy wine aside from their grocery store.
Or you could do a gift card and a pair of nice wine glasses.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
You're a good gift giver.
Well, if I had more money, I'd be an exceptional gift giver.
Oh, my God. If I was rich, my friends would be balling.
Right. I'm spending all my money, as Sarah knows, because she's heard nothing except about this, on hair color.
Yes. You had an unfortunate color happen to you.
I had a real clown story. But it's cool now.
Yeah. You look great.
My
it was very mousy. You had a mousy brown.
It was pretty bad. It looks like somebody had dumped flat paint on my head.
Yeah, it was not good. But you look great now.
Thanks.
And you're a babe. Even at your worst, you still look good.
Van fixed me up. Thanks, Van. Love you. Mean it. And actually, after hours and hours and hours and a couple of different chairs and hundreds of dollars, I needed some wine.
So yes,
this was
you did.
A real good episode for me to be preparing
for.
Too
bad I didn't bring any in. This is the one episode a year that we don't drink wine.
Yeah. So we're going to be lucid.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I have been saving my first one for months and months because I think this is a great idea.
Okay.
The Yadkin Valley of North Carolina has some terrific wineries. If you've ever been up there, my husband and I have gone up there and hit some wineries a few times. And it's just a good time and they have some great wine. Well, this year, they are doing a winter wine and beer passport.
Ooh.
Yes, this is really cool. It's the Yadkin Valley Winter Wine and Beer Passport. You get tastings at 18 different wineries in the heart of North Carolina. And, I'm sorry, it's 14 wineries, 3 breweries, and 1 distillery along the Surry County Wine Trail.
Do they include an Uber?
They do not, but
if it's all that, you're going to need someone to drive you.
They have a great website, and I'm sure that they have recommendations there in terms of transportation, but you can get the winter wine and beer passport and maybe Uber information online, yadkinvalleync.com.
Cool. Yeah, and you know, if you're not listening, perhaps you're in Germany. Hello, German listeners.
Yes.
Or anywhere else in the world. Look for some local wineries. This is a good idea as well. Like, you know, go local, see what wine, you know, accoutrement you have in your area.
Mm-hmm. It's all about experience. I think a lot more people are looking to give an experience instead of just a gift.
Yeah.
So I thought that really tied in nicely. However, the rest of our stuff is really just gifts.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's all different levels.
Yeah.
Okay. My next one is a little bit on the pricier side. It's from one of my favorite websites out there. Right now, this is under $100. It's $95. And it's called the Sommelier Essentials Bundle.
Oh.
And it's from Wine Folly.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Wine Folly.
Yeah.
I think they do the best job at describing wine in a very easy way to understand. I've referenced them numerous times when researching this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
In this bundle, you're going to get a wine tasting journal designed specifically to help you develop your palate.
And remember what you've had that you like.
Exactly. The Master Guidebook, which Wine Folly put out a book that has 100 different wine profiles, 35 regional wine maps, 245 regional wine profiles. Mm-hmm. It's just a really good guide to help you navigate wine in general.
Cool.
There's a polishing cloth.
What do you use that for?
Oh, for polishing your wine glasses.
Oh, right. I do that, Sarah, all the time.
My husband does.
He works in wine.
Well, we also were restaurant people, and I can't tell you the number of hours of my life I have spent polishing wine glasses.
I mean, I clean mine, but I don't. Perhaps for guests, I should pick up that trait.
Well, you can also use it for your eyewear and your camera lenses. It's just one of those microfiber cloths.
It's one of those. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And let's see. There's a limited edition, genuine WAF champagne stopper, so it's like scientifically proven to keep the gas in there.
Nice.
And then you have an aroma chart. All of this for $95. It's a really good gift if you have a wine lover in your life.
Yeah, I think that's a great gift idea. Well, mine, we always talk about aerators, and I think this is really a cool invention. I'm going to come out of the gate and say you need 3 AA batteries, not included. So keep that in mind.
Well, don't let that stop you.
When you're gift giving. This is cool. It's an essential electric wine aerator and dispenser. So it's an electric wine aerator that sits right on top of the bottle. Can you see it?
Yes, and then it looks like a little tap.
Yeah, it has a little tap coming out, so it dispenses the wine as well. It's $50 at Amazon.com right now. It's made by Irvana. It's just one press, and they say it makes it easy to drink wine the right way. I didn't know there was a wrong way.
That's annoying.
Whatever. Anyway, good news. Tar Heel, if you were here in the Tar Heel State, comes in Carolina blue.
Nope.
White and a sort of a goldish color, which I almost just read as goldfish. And it gets a 4.5 stars. I went with high-ranking gifts.
Okay.
It says, with the push of a button, you get perfectly aerated wine delivered straight to your glass. No spills, drips, or splashes, which is really important if you're doing red wine. You get 6 times the aeration of typical gravity-fed aerators. Now, Sarah, if you would, give everyone a very brief refresher on why aerators are important.
Well, because the wine is alive, and it continues to change, mm-hmm. and that wine's been asleep in the bottle for so long, mm-hmm. so the minute you open that bottle, it's the first time it's seen oxygen in a while, so you want to get as much oxygen into that wine as you can mm-hmm. to open it up.
Yeah,
Makes it taste better.
That makes it sound like a fairy tale.
I know, right?
Anyway, so check that out. And again, we'll have all the links, but this is the Essential Electric Wine Aerator and Dispenser by Irvana.
I wonder if it keeps the wine, too, like if you were to keep it
They were very specific that you would still need to drink your bottle within a couple of days.
Or get the Coravin, which I'll go ahead and throw it in here because I do it every year.
Love it.
It's the best wine gift to get anyone because it really does like change your wine game.
Yeah.
You know, turn you into, I must finish this bottle too. I could have self-restraint and the wine will still taste good. It's a pump. You get this stopper that has a one-way valve mm-hmm. and there's a pump that goes on top and you hand pump it until it gets really hard to do. And that creates a vacuum in the bottle and keeps your wine. Literally, you can have wine. Granted, it will lose a little bit of fruit, mm-hmm. but your wine will stay good for a month in the fridge.
Side note, do not get a super cheap one.
No, buy the real one.
Right. Because I got a knockoff the first time and it didn't work at all.
Coravin. It's called Coravin.
Can you spell that for us?
Coravin.
Yeah.
Coravin. And they're $10.
I was going to say, it's not expensive. Actually, I did not get a cheap knockoff. I just got a knockoff and it didn't work.
Yeah, no. And they even have them in grocery stores. Mm-hmm. But they work really, really well.
Cool.
Well, I guess that's my second one. Go your turn.
Okay, well, let me knock.
It was unexpected. It just kind of came out.
Bonus. I have a book as well, and I'm real excited about this because we talk a lot about tastings. Pairings. You're going to have a wine. What do you suggest we have with it? Because let's face it, typically people are having wine with food.
Yes, that we're one of the only countries in the world that drinks wine without food.
Yeah, which is wrong. Everybody stop it. This, also through Amazon, it's only $22, 4.5 stars again. You can get it as a book, a Kindle, or audiobook. It's called Big Macs and Burgundy, Wine Pairings for the Real World.
Yes.
This looks terrific. I am going to slaughter the co-author of this, but it's Vanessa Price and Adam Lakhoff, I believe.
Ooh, let me see how it's spelled.
How you say that?
Oh, yeah. Lakhoff. Lakhoff.
Yep. Lakhoff. So Vanessa and Adam is what we will call them now. Named one of the best books of the year by Food and Wine.
Okay.
Saveur and Town and Country.
Okay. Very fancy things.
Yeah. Featured on the Today Show and CBS this morning. Yeah. It's a national bestseller.
How much is it?
It's only $22.
Okay. Yes. Great gift.
Yeah. They have some really, so when you read the descriptor, it says Sancerre and Cheetos go together like milk and cookies.
I want this book.
Immediately, I was like, something goes with Cheetos?
Aside from Shasta?
It says the science behind this unholy alliance is as elemental as, and we've heard this from you before, acid, fat, salt, and minerals. Vanessa, co-author, is a wine pro. So she sort of walks you through creating your own pairings, proving that you don't necessarily need fancy food to unlock the joys of wine. So that's called Big Macs in Burgundy.
Cool. Yep.
Amazon.com.
Before we move on to the rest of our wine gifts, let's take a short break. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. We're doing our Wine Gifts 2021 episode. We've done one for 2020, which was just drink all the wine. That was the gift. Just give everyone just a big jug of wine.
Everybody needs it after 2020.
And we also did it in 2019, so this is our third Wine Gifts. And I'm surprised I haven't run across this one before. It is, I don't think it's going to do the best job of keeping your wine good, but I think it's pretty funny.
Okay.
And
what is it?
It's called a Wobble Bobble. That's the website. Uh-huh. And you can get a custom face wine bottle stopper. You send them a picture and they will make a bobblehead and put it on a wine stopper for you.
1,000% yes. How much is this?
$44. It's expensive, but it's your face.
It's a heck of a good gift.
It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah. If you've got something like, I just really don't know where to get them. They get themselves everything they want. I bet they don't have a wobble bobble.
Of their face. I just, you know. And
that's
honestly
clever.
It'll give you a moment of just a beat when you go to get the wine. You're looking at yourself in the face.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking you're having trouble stopping to drink, you're looking at yourself saying, do I need this?
And your little tiny self is going, yes, it's bobbling. Yeah, have a glass. You deserve it.
I thought it was hilarious.
I think you should also get your own face for other people. That would be funny.
Ooh, that would be funny.
Nice. I like that. I should get both of my kids this.
Yes. I was thinking I should get my mom that. She's like, I don't see you enough. I'm like, well, here.
You see me every day now, right around 5.
She's like, I drink box wine. I'm not going to use this.
Where does it ring? Come on. Do you love me or not? That's what you should say.
Where does it ring? You make it into a pendant.
Right. I could bobble anywhere. Okay. Well, this kind of rhymes with yours. Mine is a bottle stopper garden kit. Now, I'm an avid gardener.
I am too.
So when I saw this, I was like, this is really cool and gives you an excuse to drink more wine. This comes from one of my favorite online shops, which is Uncommon Goods.
Oh, I love that.
They have the coolest things. So now I'll just turn this so Sarah can see the little picture.
So I don't really understand it. What is it?
So you take your empty bottle. So you must drink the wine.
Okay. Well, the first step one, drink the bottle.
Drink your bottle. Then you have this little garden kit. So what happens is it's hydroponic plants that grow edible flowers or kitchen herbs.
Cool.
They have a bunch of different kinds. So what you do is you fill the bottle with water once you finish the wine, plug the neck, drop in one of the three hydroponic smart soil capsules that go in. You get three in each kit. Then you drop in some herb seeds and put it in a sunny spot. And guess what? Your work is done. You don't even have to water it again. You just
because they're hydroponic.
Watch the magic. And somewhere between 3 days and 2 weeks, little seedlings appear. And gradually, of course, the roots will extend down through the bottle. They absorb the dissolved nutrients from that capsule. And then you get your plant. And it's really cool. It's harvest time. Here are the different flavors or the different kinds you can get. You can cook with it, too. So it's perfect. This is perfect. And then when you do cook with it, of course, you should drink some more wine and grow some more.
Yes.
So you have Cosmos, which is an edible flower. Marigold, also Zinnia. All three of those, edible flowers. And Bright. I mean, this would be so cool for winter.
Yeah, how pretty.
Also Sweet Basil, Dill, and Parsley.
Cool.
Made in the USA.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. They also have something that I saw for you, which I don't know if people want to do this, but I thought I have to mention this because they added it on Common Goods. They have a make your own Cabernet Sauvignon wine making kit. And I thought, Sarah would hate that.
Yeah, I just would say, I'm going to make it to the trash can.
Yeah. And it's $60. It's funny what they say. They say, well, this Cabernet Sauvignon tastes as good as the kind you drop $30 on in the store? Absolutely not. Will it be fun to make? Unequivocally, yes. They're so clever.
That's funny. That's very funny. Okay, mine, this one is if you've got a lot of money. Just going to say it.
Okay, put it out there.
Yeah, this comes with a bargain basement discount price of $460 at firstdibs.com.
It's a lot of wobble bobbles.
Yeah, it's a lot of wobble bobbles. It's basically, they have an assortment of vintage wine posters, which are super cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know if they come framed or not. You would think for that price that they'd come framed.
One would hope.
Yeah, right? It's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like these are the ones that like from the 50s, and they're very, very cool. If I had an extra $500 laying around, I'd totally get one because I need something for my dining room. But
Yeah, or especially if you have a little nook where you have maybe your wine bar and something.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, or if you are lucky enough to have a cellar room.
Yeah, or an actual bar.
Feel free to reach out and invite us over.
We're a great time.
We are. Absolutely. We're going to take another quick break, and we will be right back with more great gift ideas.
If we do say so ourselves. You know, you can get in touch with us anytime on social media. We are at Wine and Dandy Podcast on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram.
You may have some great ideas, and if you do, share them there so other folks can see them.
I have a good idea for a gift right now. You want to hear it?
I would like to hear it since we're doing our gift episode.
How apropos. So this is actually one that I can tell you about, but honestly, you can get one of these in a lot of places, and it's basically a carafe. This one's called a rare faceted carafe.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, and I love that this is from MoMA.org. MoMA is the modern art museum in New York City. This is a really cool, and it's got this like crystal looking, it kind of looks like a crystal, but it's a decanter.
Nice. And everybody should have a decanter, you always say.
I do. I really do. And you can use anything. You can use a mason jar. You can use a plastic jug. Yeah. Like anything. Just open the wine up. Mm-hmm. But if you go, like I got a gorgeous decanter. I think it was $12.
That's not the price of this one.
No, this one's $59. But the one I got, I went to Home Goods.
Oh, nice.
And if you don't, like just something that's like a home decor store.
Yeah.
There's always decanters there. Mm-hmm. And it's a really nice gift. It's very elegant, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a wine drinker, that's a definite yes. But this is, like I said, from MoMA.org. This decanter was designed, and I quote, with artistry in mind.
Oh, fancy.
Catching the light to show off the wine in a quite dazzling fashion.
As long as it's in there, I guess.
Yeah. You know. And when it's empty, it's like dazzling. I can't even say it. Go ahead. Dazzlingly sad.
Yeah.
Wow. That joke landed. Go ahead.
A gift from MoMA makes a great gift. How impressive would that be?
How many times have you been to a museum, especially an art museum? And we in North Carolina have a fabulous art museum.
Oh, yeah.
And every time I go in there, I'm like, God, why don't I shop here for Christmas?
Yeah. And honestly, I thought that was going to be a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
$59 is not bad.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah, stunning. We're going to go to the opposite end of the spectrum now.
Excellent.
I'm going to a collapsible, kind of, a collapsible wine bag. But this is how I feel about this. I saw this and I thought, you know what? If you got a camp, you deserve to drink.
That's right.
Yeah. So this is called the Platy Preserve. Kind of like platypus, guys. It's Platy Preserve wine bag. And this is only $10.
Nice.
Amazon.com. This is perfect for your outdoors person. It keeps a bottle's worth of wine sealed up tight. And then when you finish the wine, it rolls up real small for your backpack. Isn't that very clever?
It is super clever.
I took a little bit of issue with this. It says whether backpacking, traveling, at a concert, or cycling. I was like, I don't think you want to be cycling and drinking.
Well, they didn't say by yourself.
Like if I don't think you want to be biking and drinking, unless, this is talking about cycling. Because remember when we were in Napa, my husband and I did the wine trail on bikes, and I remember thinking very clearly, I would not be stopping at these wine. I'm going to bike, and then we will do the wineries, but the combo together.
It could be dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, it's portable, flexible. It is food-grade lining, so it's taste-free. Yay, it's not going to make your wine taste funny.
Oh, yeah, plastic. Good point.
Right. And it is BPA, BPS, and phthalate free, so that's excellent news.
Don't like phthalates, whatever
cannot
those are.
Cannot spell those, by the way.
It's Thanos' cousin, phthalate.
Yeah, it's evil, very dangerous, cancer-causing cousin. Anyway, they angle the spout, so it's easy to fill and pour. Amazon.com.
All right, this one's got you in mind, Miss Jamie Caskey.
Oh, yay.
And this is a bespoke post from it's a bespoke post item at bespokepost.com.
Okay. That was tough.
It was tough. It was hard. it's a 2-bottle insulated wine and cheese cooler.
Cheese?
I know.
What?
You're like a mouse. Although your hair is no longer mousy.
Thank you. Thank Van and thank God.
It's only $57.
Oh.
Which is actually pretty affordable for a backpack. So, but what this is a backpack that's got a compartment on the outside for a knife of some kind, which is kind of aggressive. There's also like a slot for a cheese board or like a cutting board. And then inside the backpack, you've got some insulation to keep your wine cool.
Ah.
So
the knife is for the cheese, I guess.
Yeah, or an attacker. You know, it's a multitasker.
Bear. Bears will come for cheese. And that is at, what is it?
Bespoke Post.
Oh.
BESPOKE post.com. Again, we're going to post this on our Facebook And I'm going to put in the show notes for the first time in 3 years.
Hey, everybody.
I found the show notes.
We're not just going to talk about it. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
We've always said it, and I'm like, God, I have all the intention, and then I get to it. I'm like, I don't know where they are.
It's a secret. It's a secret thing that the interweb does.
Right in front of my face.
This last one I pulled specifically for you because I think it's cool. It's not necessarily a wine product, but we have talked about cocktails and especially about bitters.
Yes.
And you are a big fan of bitters.
Oh, yes.
And their versatility, and this is cool. This is called Bitters Sampler Set. This is also from BespokePost.com.
Well, look at that.
Look how cute it is.
Oh, yeah. It's so cute. It looks like little vials.
Yeah, it's little vials of different kinds of bitters. It's only $39. Comes with two coasters and a recipe book. And the flavors are cool. So
okay, what are some of the flavors?
You.
Yeah.
To make this a little more interesting for you, I'm going to name three flavors. And you tell me which one is not included.
Okay, great.
Here we go. Grapefruit.
Included.
Evergreen.
Included.
Sarsaparilla.
Included.
Evergreen is not included.
What?
Sarsaparilla and grapefruit are included.
Evergreen. Yeah. I think should be included. I mean, if you've got gin, you want to add a little more evergreen to
it? That's why I used it, because I thought this will trick her.
And it did.
Right.
You're so good.
Okay, here we go. Orange, black walnut, cherry preserves.
Orange, black walnut, cherry preserves. Cherry preserves.
Right. Is not in here.
Yes.
Although, coffee plus cherry is.
Oh.
So that's kind of an interesting combination, I thought.
You know, it's surprisingly good with coffee.
Cherries?
Tequila.
Really?
Yep.
That is very surprising.
It's very good.
Yeah, well, anyway, the last ones are a simple aromatic.
Okay, but that's probably like an Angostura.
Bitter. Right, the plain old one. And then, oh, this sounds wonderful. Lemongrass cardamom.
Ooh.
Yep.
It's like what I put in my oil burner before I go to bed.
Yeah. You could drink it. And chocolate. And then I don't know what this is. I'm hoping you can tell me. It's in all caps, NOLA, N-O-L-A.
Well, that's New Orleans.
So
I'm sure it's got something.
It's got to be New
Orleans. That's going to be Peychaud's. So Peychaud's is a, they have a drink called the Zazrak.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. It's got this kind of anise thing going on.
Ooh, yummy.
And they have bitters that have been around forever, just like Angostura bitters have been around forever. Mm-hmm. And they're red, and they're required to make a Zazrak. So I'm assuming, it's a total assumption, that that's probably what that's going to mimic.
There is a red one in here. I bet you're right. It's all kinds of different colors. Really cool. Bitter sampler set.
And that's fun.
Yeah. And that is kind of a cool thing to have on your bar cart as well. If you're doing maybe, sometimes people do stock the bar. I started to say baby showers. No. Stock the bar bridal showers. And that would be a cool gift idea for that as well.
Stock the bar baby show.
The Honest John, which you need, actually.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not a bad idea.
Honest John Bitter Sampler Set at BespokePost.com. And that wraps up the 2021 Holiday Wine Gift List from Wine and Dandy.
Woo! So we hope you found something that was like, ooh, yeah, that's cool. Because giving the gift of wine and the things that make wine easier to enjoy, hello, how fun.
Also, usually always gets you invited back.
True story. This will be our last podcast for the year because we are
taking a holiday break.
So we're going to come back early next year, probably the second week of January.
We would love to hear from you, topics that you would like us to cover.
Absolutely. Make sure to check the Facebook page because we'll make the announcement of when our next episode will be.
Exactly.
But yeah, we definitely want to hear what you're drinking. If you have any questions, we'll be checking the Facebook page. So feel free to leave questions. We'll be checking Instagram, Twitter, all that business. Please be safe this holiday. Slow down. Enjoy your friends and family. Or if you're by yourself, enjoy that alone time.
Yeah. Another good reason for wine.
Cheers.
Cheers.